Here are some facts about redheads for National Redhead Day. Redheads make up 2% of the population, but 100% of the prop comedians with the Las Vegas residency. The fear of redheads is called ginger phobia. Unless that redhead is Ed Sheeran, then it's called hobbit phobia. Bumblebees often mistake redheads for flowers. Scientists call it more proof that bees are stupid. And finally, redheads have more sex. Especially now that they dumped Keith Urban. Enjoy your National Redhead Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody who's making a joke.
Are you a redhead?
Is that your natural hair color?
Yeah, why?
It is National Love Your Red Hair Day.
True beauty is about hair color.
November 5th, National Love Your Red Hair Day.
National Love Your Red Hair Day.
All right, Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, don't call me that.
And why shouldn't I?
It's a pejorative term.
It's such a pejorative term.
What should I call you?
This is beautiful.
You know what else I just realized?
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our 24/7, 365 feature channel that plays all kinds of great alternative and indie and vintage tunes? How do you get it? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just say, that, and you do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And we take all the segments that we do each day and we repack them into a daily podcast. And you can get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcast. You can search it on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is The Mike Show VA, and that's that handle works for all of our social media, The Mike Show VA, because we do a video simulcast of the show, and you can find that on Facebook at The Mike Show VA. All right. Oh, man, oh, man. Hump Day, Wednesday. This week is trucking along, man. It's serious. I mean, it feels like it was October. We just had trick or treating and Halloween on Friday, and then we had the Casa Superhero Run that was, and I guess that was November 1st. So Sunday. That's the way the calendar works. Wow. Okay. So we are trucking along into November. So we are going to be out. Let me just pull up this calendar. I don't know why I want to do that. We're going to be off for Thanksgiving. We're going to be off the entire week, the 24th through the 30th, and then we'll be back December 1st. So the 21st. Will be our last show of November, all right? 21st, last show of November, and then off. We're heading up to we're heading up north, heading up to Connecticut and New York for and no shows. No, we're not broadcasting live from New York. This is a family trip. Yeah. So now I'm even further under the gun because there's so much that we have to do in November. We have, let's see, November the 8th, we have the Veterans Day event that's happening at Three Roads in Farmville, and we're going to be there. We've got Noteworthy Season 2, which is on Sunday the 9th. This will be the last qualifier. If you want to move on to the finale round, it'll be the last qualifier. So musicians, and if you just like great music, just show up. And we're going to do it from 2 until 5. And then on the 15th, we've got Handmade for the Holidays at the Lynchburg Armory, right above Lynchburg Community Market. The 22nd, we've got a Share Greater Lynchburg remote. We're going to be at Lynchburg Community Market talking and getting people hip to what Share Greater Lynchburg does in the giving season. We'll have Giving Tuesday on December 2nd. So, yeah, and then shop small all throughout that weekend as well. We got a lot going on in November, and then to take a week off, and then do it all again in December. Man, oh man. Okay, yeah. Just that's our calendar. Just wanted to keep you up to date on all the events and things that we have going on. Of course, you'll hear promos and you'll hear ads on Radio 434. We'll talk about it as we get closer to those dates. But all right, so on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. And speaking of good news, it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. We have Vicky joining us from CVACL, and she's going to tell us all about her organization, and then she's going to tell us all about a really, really cool thing that they're doing for folks within our community. That is all coming up, and I'm going to make a goofy Elvis joke like I always do. So just be prepared for that. And then we got this. What is this? According to Gen Z, they say cash is cringe. Or cringe. I think it's quite that bad. Cash is cringe.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
What did that have to do with anything? Okay, I don't have a sound effect for this, but they say using paper money means you're old. Okay. What about whipping out a checkbook? Yeah, I mean not to pay like company bills, but you know, like at the grocery store. Oh man. Goodness gracious. All right. And because I'm Gen X, we've got our top list. Top reasons cash is still cool. That is all on the way. All right. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It corrupts.
It leads to addiction, and you don't know where it's been. Money is a problem. Recent findings show an alarming connection between affluence and unethical behavior. That's why the Conservative Political Action Committee, More for Us, urges you to just say no to money. Money is a terrible disease. It's too late for us, but you still have a chance. Higher taxes on the rich may seem logical, but we'll just earn more. It's one of the symptoms. Save yourselves and just say no to money.
For more information on the Political Action Committee, More for Us, visit morefu.com.
The Mike Show. All right, so...
I'm rich.
No, shut up.
You're not.
No, I'm not. Anyway, so according to this... Gen Z says cash is cringe. They say using paper money means you're old. So remember how your eyes would roll when that old lady at the store pulled out her checkbook to pay? Well, this is the 2025 version. And you're the old person. I'm the old person. A new poll by Cash App found nearly a third of Gen Zers think paying with cash is cringe. Here, let's get rid of this graphic on the screen. All right, here we go. 29% said people who still use paper money are either cringe or out of touch. Over half said that they only use it as a last resort, like when their account is overdrawn and they still have, you know, $5 in their wallet from 2023. So with that, that brings us to our top list. With Gen Z saying using cash is cringe, well, Gen Z is wrong. And we'll show you why with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons cash is still cool. All right, here we go. Number one, I'm just going to ding these off. Yep. All right, here we go. You can coil it into a nice tight roll. For whatever you want to use it for. It's, you know, it's storage. Top reasons cash is still cool. Slipping a credit card into a dancer's G-string doesn't have the same effect. Top reasons cash is still cool. Pulling out a thick roll of bills is a great way of telling others, I'm a high roller. Or, I sell drugs.
I'm rich.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not.
Yes. top reasons cash is still cool. You can crumple it up into a wad and flick it at the valet to remind him he's beneath you. Yeah. Top reasons cash is still cool. It makes the barista's eyes light up to see you drop that dollar bill in the tip cup. Although they do dim a little bit whenever you take 75 cents change. top reasons cash is still cool. You can fan it while posing in front of a Lambo. Applicable to rappers in the 1990s only. Top reasons cash is still cool. How are you going to make it rain with crypto? Yep, toss hard drives.
Yeah.
Top reasons cash is still cool. It fits neatly inside a birthday card. Right, Nana? Yeah, there you go. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all in the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A burger joint in Texas called Trump Burger closed because the owner was here illegally. It's now called Irony Cafe. Dick Cheney died. Making a joke about it would be like a shot in the face. I mean, slap in the face. Gen Z considers cash cringe, but I bet they wouldn't if they had any. A Florida man was busted for DUI on Halloween while dressed as a prison inmate. Technically, he was dressed as Diddy, but same thing. And a Mississippi family reunited with their missing dog after 5 years. Or as the dog put it, oh man, I almost escaped from Mississippi. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. And so really so happy that you can join us on this Wednesday edition of the program. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. Look at all that color, man. Wow. That really, really changed up quick. Just over the weekend. We will check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Coming up, we are going to get smart. With your 5 random facts, you're going to learn something. We're going to place sounds in your ear holes. That's Audio Vault. And then we're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. It's Way Wednesday, and we've got an interview, and Vicky's going to be joining us from CVACL, along with Christopher from the United Way of Central Virginia. That is all on the way. Here, let's get rid of the graphic. Remove. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. And you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go and we don't know what you do. And quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. 30% of Americans, that's over 75 million people, live in over 369,000 HOA communities across the country. The percentage is highest in Vermont. 46% live in a homeowners association type community. Florida is second with 45%. The lowest is Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, 3%. And
West by God, Virginia?
5%. Number 2. The Jerry Seinfeld character dated 66 different women over the course of the TV show Seinfeld. If not more, by the way. Obviously, all of those relationships failed for different or usually ridiculous reasons. She had man hands. Number 3. 46 of the 50 states have at least one town or city named Riverside. Springfield is the second most common. There's at least one in 34 states. Number 4. Did you know this? Barry Manilow wrote the jingle for State Farm Insurance. Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there. He also wrote the jingle for Band-Aid. Do you remember that one? I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me. Barry Manilow wrote those. And then number five, the medical term for a unibrow is synophris. Synophris? Let me get a pronunciation on this one. Open here, search Google, pronounce. I'm just curious. And it's not our Pronouncify lady. Dang it. I like our Pronouncify lady. Maybe it's this one. Well, that's not the Pronouncify lady, but maybe this will be a good one. Is it Synophris?
Synophris.
Synophris. Okay. All right. I was close. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we've got sounds. And we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing really, really well. So I can't believe that it is already November.
Already.
I mean, literally. I mean, last week it was November, or it was October. It was Halloween. Everything was pumpkin and everything. But now we are gearing up, smack dab, getting ready for the holiday season. And you brought a guest on Way Wednesday.
I sure did. I brought a representative of that holiday season right here. So this is Vicki Craig from CVAL, Central Virginia Alliance for Community Living, has a very wonderful program that she's going to tell us about, Elves for Elders.
Elves for Elvises, or Elvis for Elders.
What is that?
Wait. No?
He knows better.
It's not Elvis. Okay. So Elvis is not going to show up under your tree for Christmas.
Sorry, no.
No.
Elvis has left the building.
All right. He really has. It is Elves for Elders with CVACL. So, Vicki, tell us, first off, what is CVACL? What is it that you do? And then we'll talk about your program.
CVACL is your Central Virginia Alliance for Community Living. Long story short, it's your area agency on aging.
Okay.
They serve the needs of any older adult, 60 and over, no matter what income, any familial, anything. It is solely based on need. We serve Lynchburg, the surrounding counties. Any county that touches Lynchburg, we serve them to the border.
Oh. I thought there was more.
No, that's what we do.
I was making.
And they do everything.
We do everything. We have over 32 services that we offer. Some are client based. Some are not. Some are open to the public.
Okay. Well, talk about some of the bigger services or some of the most well known services that your organization offers.
The two base services are meals and transportation.
Okay.
That is what the agency was founded on. That's where it started 50 years ago.
Wow.
We are 50 years strong this year. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, we're in our golden anniversary, and we're very proud of that. We are actually the designated hot meals provider for older adults in this area.
Okay.
You have Meals on Wheels of Greater Lynchburg, and they are a great organization. Mm-hmm. They pretty much cover the city of Lynchburg and a little bit into the counties, whereas we fall under the Older Americans Act, and we have to go to the border of the county with the services.
Okay.
So we have satellite kitchens in our counties where hot meals are provided and taken to the older adults. Some of our clients are in very remote areas. They're in places you wouldn't think people actually live.
Wow.
Their front yard may be in Bedford. Their backyard is in Roanoke. They're our client.
Huh.
And that's the way with every county, which would be Campbell, Appomattox, Amherst, and Bedford. And these are huge counties.
Yeah, absolutely. About how many folks does your organization serve in any given month?
Right now, we have 2,365 clients.
Wow.
And we've got more coming. Every day we get referrals. The nice thing about this agency, anyone can refer you for a service.
Okay.
Chris could refer a neighbor. We have pastors, doctor's offices, friends, relatives. Anyone can refer anyone to us for their person to get service.
Okay. And then you do the transportation as well for
folks?
That's
Dial-A-Ride. Okay. People may have seen our little vans around town with little people with their hands out.
Yeah.
That is us. That is non-emergency medical transportation. If you see those vans, someone is going to a much-needed doctor appointment. And we run dialysis 5 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And without these rides, they don't go.
Yeah.
So if you need dialysis and you can't get to it, what happens to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Long story short, you die.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
No,
so
no, we definitely don't want that.
So this is why we have these this transportation program.
Yeah. Well, no, this is phenomenal. Your organization does so much for so many folks. It's actually staggering the number of folks over the years that your organization has helped.
It is.
So every right around the holidays every year. How long have you been doing the Elves for Elders?
Elves for Elders came into play in 2021.
Okay.
We were partners with another group that did a different program, and COVID came, and we suffered badly.
Yeah.
They tried to do an Amazon store. It was not a good thing, trying to deal with Amazon, and it was very monotonous. And so after that, we went to the other group. We devised this program, and they gave us their blessing to branch off and do our own thing for our clients.
Nice. So tell us what Elves for Elders does and how can we get involved?
Elves for Elders is a holiday gift program. Right now, we have about 500 to serve this year so far. It is basically our most vulnerable clients.
Okay.
They are referred back to me. We have a form that we send out. It is not a very complicated form. There are no Wii's on it, or Nikes, or PlayStation 5, 6, 7s, or iPhone 17s, or whatever's out there. It is basic needs.
Okay.
The most expensive thing on their wish list that they receive is a comforter set.
Okay.
There's things on it like comforters, sheets, toiletries, paper towels, toilet paper, jogging sets, winter boots, just things that people take for granted every day that these older adults go without.
Oh my.
They pick out three things. The form comes back to me, and we put everything on a tag. I actually have a tag with me, actual tag. My shirt is an actual tag.
All right.
And once they come back, I have to type up every one of these tags by hand. There's no way to mass produce them because everyone is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Once that's done, we have trees that we put up throughout the community. People take the tags, buy the gifts, bring them back to the trees. We pick them up, bring them back to the office, get them settled, get them to the drivers, and out they go. On my watch, I am so proud to say of this, no older adult that ever applied to this program has gone without a gift. I have even delivered these on Christmas Day to get these gifts out.
Wow. You personally were Santa.
Yes. I loved it. I had three gifts that came in when we were walking out the door on the 23rd. And I had planned just to go buy the gifts and go deliver them myself anyway. And the gifts come in. I went through them, packaged them a little bit better. They came in just the bags from the store, which no problem. We had bags, ribbon tape. We got it all.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm not doing a lot Christmas afternoon. I'm going to deliver these gifts. Got up, did my family thing that morning with my children, mm-hmm. put the gifts in my car, and up the road I went. And I delivered them, and I'll never forget, I went to this mobile home in a very remote area of Gladys. It even had things stuffed in the windows for holes. Mm. And the people came to the door, and the man looked at me, and he says, "I thought you forgot me."
Uh-huh.
"No, sir." I said, "Santa don't forget nobody." So we delivered the gifts. We had a 2-week supply of food for them, because we do a lot with this program. It's just not a gift.
Sure.
It's a lot more. That's why we call it Holiday Cheer and so much more.
Wow. This is tremendous. I have the graphic up. Elves for Elders. What is that sound?
I don't know. I hit something on my watch. I'm new to all this watch technology. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, I had all the graphics from your website up on the screen, and this looks so tremendous. If you want to learn more, literally just go to CVACL.org, and all the information is there for Elves for Elders. How you can go through it and all the steps. But again, Vicki will facilitate each one of these. She is Santa's biggest helper this holiday season.
And if you've ever been to the building, and Chris has many times now, I have on my hallway where my office is, I have a elves board. And when people see it and what comes in there, they're a little bit amazed. They're like, "How do you do this?" And I'm an army of one.
Yeah,
I do this.
Yeah.
I have the drivers that deliver, but I have one other gentleman in the agency. He is our oldest employee. He's been there almost 40 years.
Wow.
And he is my assistant elf. And we get in that room alone and work these gifts and get them out.
Oh,
but there's
amazing.
One other way. You just don't have to go to a tree mic and get a tag.
All right.
If you're a person that doesn't want to shop, you know, we still know there's stuff out there and things get a little nasally and stuff at Christmas.
Yeah.
You can go on the website and buy a tag.
Okay.
There's a way to go on there, buy the tag, and the head elf will go out and do your shopping personally.
There you go. I mean, it's very, very easy. Just visit CVACL for more information, and you can shop right there online. This is
buy a tag.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Well, Vicki, thank you so much for
thank
all you,
you
do.
Now we have something for you.
Oh, but
we
wait,
have a gift for you.
There's a gift for me.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. There's a gift for me.
Yes.
Okay.
You have been with us for 4 years supporting this program, and it's time. And I'll let you open this.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
and I'll explain it.
All right. Let me see what this is. Is it nothing's going to jump out at me?
No.
Okay. It's not going to bite me.
We don't do biters.
Okay. All right. So what is it? Oh,
an honorary elf.
Get a genuine, genuine elf hat.
That is an elf. That is a genuine Elves for Elders hat, and
elves
are an honorary elf.
All right.
Because you've been
elves,
so good to us over the
elves
years.
Elves for Elvis's hat.
Yes.
I'm going to see how I can make this work with my headphones. Here, let me take the headphones off, and then I'll put the hat on. We'll finish the segment with it. You know what? What I should have done. Oh wow! It's got a jingle bell on it.
Yes. Everything.
All right.
Looking good, Mike.
No, thank you, Chris. So I actually got an early Christmas gift. Tab. I said here. Wait. Tab. Tab got me a Clark Griswold sweater,
right.
and it was sitting on my chair. I should have wore it today.
You should have worn that today.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to learn more about Elves for Elders, go to CVACL, and we'll link that up on this broadcast. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Much.
Thank you for all you've done for us over the years.
I get a hat. I love this.
You're an elf now.
I am.
Be an elf.
Officially an elf. Well, Chris, how are things going with United Way of Central Virginia? And tell us about the different things and programs. You guys just wrapped up the food drive at the end of October. Still probably processing that.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a lot going on at United Way.
Okay.
Food drive is, of course, one of them. We did extend it in some cases a couple weeks into November, so there are still boxes out there.
Gotcha.
If you happen to have one in your workplace or in a place where you pass by often, take a look and get your stuff there quickly, because it's not going to be much longer before we go by and collect those. We do already have one of our conference rooms that is filling up with stuff, and we've had a number of really generous monetary contributions, right, which we can use to go to grocery stores and clear them out with stuff for local area food banks. It does support 13 area pantries and food banks, and those monetary contributions do make a big difference because we can get stuff that's not frequently donated.
They do. The monetary contributions are great in any program.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because
you can kind of gauge what you need.
Yep, exactly.
And in a lot of times, too, I've heard from a lot of different organizations, they can buy in bulk,
yeah,
versus you know, individual retail. So the dollars do stretch a lot further.
Yep.
By doing it that way. But also, if you have non-perishable food items or cleaning supplies or anything that's on the list for this particular program, and you have them already, and you want to make a donation, you can either take them to one of the box locations or take them to the United Way of Central Virginia.
Yes, absolutely. You can take them to us directly. We are located at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg, so just right off of Miller Park there, and we will take them directly as well. Absolutely.
All right.
And I did, if I could, just really quickly want to recognize a couple of those ones that made the monetary contributions, because that's actually been quite generous this year, far more than usual. And I wanted to specifically shout out Fleet Labs,
who
made a very generous contribution. Food Lion made a very generous contribution. And then we received also a couple of gift cards and support from some of the folks who participated in our golf tournament. So I wanted to say thank you to all of those entities, because that was makes a big difference, in addition to, of course, the generosity of each individual that's bringing in the dry goods and canned goods.
Well, and again, if you visit UnitedWayCV.org, or if you go to their Facebook page, just look up United Way of Central Virginia on Facebook, and you'll see the poster for the October food drive, and it has all the locations that may still have a box. It has the items most needed for the family boxes as well. So go on there, and again, if you have an item and it's not convenient for you to find a location, just stop by United Way of Central Virginia. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And please support United Way. We are a United Way recipient. Without them, we couldn't do a lot of the work that we do. So if you're going to support anybody in this town, they're the one to support.
Yeah. And we've talked about this many, many times, and our regular viewers and regular listeners know the importance of the United Way of Central Virginia. But for somebody that's new, that's joining us, Chris, let folks know what United Way does if they're living under a rock and they just don't know.
Absolutely. We are support for the local nonprofit community specifically. We have a number of other programs, but that's the main thing that we do. Of course, we have a number of very wonderful partner agencies, 24 in total, of which CVAL is one of them.
Yes.
And they are the beneficiaries of our annual campaign. So we're actually right in the high season of that annual campaign right now. Now is the time to give, if there ever is one, because we are collecting funds to support 35 programs at those 24 different nonprofit agencies, and they do fantastic work. We cast a pretty big umbrella, so it is anything from senior services all the way down to things for children, for folks that are hungry, folks that need various services, whether they be legal or medical. We have all something in there for just about every need, and it's a very impactful campaign that we run every year.
And with things the way they are in the economy, and now going into the holiday season, there are so many folks that are in need. About what was the percentage, or what was the figure that you had mentioned about how many people, one in what, have been touched by a United Way program?
Well, it's one in six that have directly received assistance from one of these programs in the last year. That's not just resident in Virginia. In the last year, about one in six, because it's a little over 46,000. And in our service area, which is also Lynchburg and the four surrounding counties, that reckons out to being just about one in six.
That's that is a lot of need. So, folks, if you're looking for an organization that vets other nonprofit organizations, that is a fundraising arm for other nonprofit organizations and programs, check out United Way of Central Virginia. All the money raised stays local, and it does the money that you donate does not go to pay their light bill or their salaries. That is a totally separate campaign and the money that you give goes directly to folks that are in need. It is, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for everything that you do. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes, as well as the audio from viral videos. I think you get the picture, and I think you'll like it. All right, here come the holidays. Remember, your partying ways last forever right now.
You threw up at a party one night, and the pictures are all online. You trashed your ex, and you've had some car wrecks, and now everyone spies that you've got DUIs. So Google yourself if you don't believe it. Yeah, Google yourself so you can see it. You did those things as a stupid young man, but online they last when you were having a blast. So Google yourself if you don't believe it. Google yourself and try to delete it.
Yeah, there's no deleting the Google. All right, let's go to viral videos. An Australian man with the world's longest name posted a video of himself reading his entire name, featuring more than 2,000 middle names. It took him more than an hour to accomplish. Here's the beginning and the end of Lawrence Watkins' video, not including all the middle names.
Hello, my name is Lawrence Watkins. I have the longest personal name in the world, so here goes. Lawrence Alon Aloys, Aloysius, Alpage, Alun, Orsberg, Bodencourt, Alderham, Watkins. And I'm very sorry about my pronunciation, but that was my full name. All 2,253 names.
Good Lord. All right, skip that. We're going to save that for stupid criminals. Here, Vogue asked their readers if having a boyfriend is embarrassing. Vogue claims that having a man in your life feels like a guilty thing to do. How do you feel?
Have fun with your boyfriend.
He is not my boyfriend!
All right. So, we've got a full moon tonight. And you can celebrate by jumping on the moon water trend. It's pure water, sealed and left outside to charge with energy provided by the light of the full moon. Here's one woman on TikTok making a batch for her kids.
Before bed, my kids requested a glass of water, so I started by collecting water from this natural stream I stumbled upon. I used this thrifted cheesecloth to filter out any debris before placing my water in a separate bowl. The bowl was left beneath the light of a full moon to absorb the moon's energy. Once I was left with pure moon water, I added it to a pan and brought it to a simmer over low heat. For flavor, I added some small batch artisanal frozen water and melted that down before filtering it into a separate glass. The children like their water shaken, so I gave it a good shake before adding it to a drinking glass. For peak wetness, I rubbed the rim of the glass with more frozen water.
I think she has way too much time on her hands. All right, Kraft is selling apple pie flavored mac and cheese online this holiday season. You can buy a single package at walmart.com for $1.48. Here's a quick clip from their commercial featuring Jason Biggs.
Who else could be the face of new Kraft mac and cheese apple pie flavor other than me? America's pie guy.
Look, I made apple pie famous once. I'm ready to do it again. And by do it, I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
I don't think I want that mac and cheese now. Let's see. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Where are we at? Did you vote yesterday? Well, here's comedian Kathleen Madigan, who says she always votes.
I always vote, though. That is the only civic thing I do in my life, vote. Yes, not even really because I care so much about who wins. I just like to see how old the ladies are working at the polls. It is astonishing. And people are always like, can you believe how our elections get so screwed up? Yeah. Have you seen the ladies in charge? I mean, God love them, but they are ancient. Here's your ballot, honey. I voted for Taft. What? Excuse me? Well, I'm with the Whig Party. We're trying to make a comeback, huh? Half the stuff, I don't even know why we're allowed to vote on it. Judges, why are we allowed to vote on that? No one has any real information about it. At the last time I voted in Los Angeles, there were 3 pages of judges. And I thought, you know, I don't know. The only judge I know a lot about is Judy, and she is not listed. But what's sad is I didn't leave it blank. I just stood there and randomly hired and fired people for no good reason. I'm like, well, the women are staying. I could tell you that. There's a nice Irish name, one of my people.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
surgery.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again. I said time once again. For stupid criminals in the news. Maybe this guy should have dressed up for Halloween as a designated driver. An 18-year-old in Florida named Jimmy Glover was pulled over on Halloween after leaving a party. Police suspected he was impaired, so they had him do a field sobriety test. He failed. I said he failed and was arrested for DUI. Police released video of Jimmy's field sobriety test, and he's dressed in costume as an inmate. I said as a... Yeah. In the caption, they said he decided to get behind the wheel intoxicated. Celebrate responsibly. Then they joked, anyone dressed up as an officer should pull a shift with us. Rookies start the midnight shift at 10 p.m. It's unclear if Jimmy might face additional punishment for being underage as well. And then there's this. Santa was arrested in a McDonald's drive-thru in New Hampshire for driving drunk with a kid in the car. Well, it wasn't the real Santa, of course. It was a 47-year-old woman named Rebecca Santa. Here, let's do we have sound on this?
The night Santa went crazy.
No, it's not what we have. All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. Because there is so much stupidity. This one or this one? This one or this one? This one or this one? Let's do this one. People magazine did a story on a nurse in Texas who made a career shift after her son was born premature. He spent 31 days in the hospital. She worked in the hospital's ICU before that, but she found it was so inspiring, she decided not only she wanted to work with kids from that point on, but she's now a nurse in the same neonatal intensive care unit that saved her son's life. Here is Larissa Gonzalez telling her story.
He came 2 months early, so he was admitted here immediately from birth. It was extremely hard time for us, but at the end of it, like looking back, it was one of the most like rewarding, and I would not change it for the world. I had a huge admiration for the nurses here, the doctors here, like everybody I encountered, speech, OT, PT, like this entire world was so different and I could not wait to be a part of it. Our end goal is get these babies home and get them home as quickly as we can, as safely as we can.
And there we go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, and visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global radio.
434.